With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. The 56th annual Kiayo Powwow took place in Missoula over the weekend. MTBR's Victoria Traxler has more on the sights, sounds, and significance of the event.
S-H-O-W-T-I-M-E. Showtime!
Friday evening, thousands of people flowed into the University of Montana Adams Center. Outside, food trucks were busy cooking fry bread. Inside, the halls were filled with laughter and excitement. The colorful, ornate dancers' regalia echoed throughout the halls. Some were adorned with feathers, others bells. At 6 p.m., hundreds of dancers of all ages circled the floor, cueing the first grand entry of the weekend. The event is a celebration and time to preserve important Native American traditions. Many people drove hours from all over the region, including Canada, to attend. It's one of the oldest student-led powwows in the country. Secretary of the Kiayo Native American Student Association, O'Shea Birding Ground.
It's all for the community to enjoy and to bring out, you know, Missoulians or Montanans alike to come and celebrate with us Indigenous people.
Dozens of tables with vendors lined the halls. Attendees could purchase jewelry, clothing, and art. Trisha Running Crane Devereaux says she's been coming since she was a girl.
I like vending here because there's a lot of people. There's a diversity of people that come here.
Devereaux's table faced the main arena, where 30 drum circles outlined the floor. Dancers from different tribes shared their unique styles and regalia. UM student Dylan Pretty on Top was among them.
Feels great, you know, feels good to dance for the people who came to watch, for the people that can't dance themselves.
Among the crowd Saturday was Browning Democratic Senator Susan Weber. She says she's attended for decades.
I truly believe that, you know, the Native people have more power than we've ever had in our history.
She says the powwow celebrates and unites tribes across Montana and feels important to her this year. Shakeups at the federal level are beginning to impact tribal nations, and the American Indian Caucus continues to advocate for policy as the state legislature nears its close. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.